More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, love is a battlefield. Tired of conflict stealing the joy in your relationships? Wondering how to get things back on track? Let us help you find the grace-filled answers you're seeking. 877-573-7825.
All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled, Love is a Battlefield. We're talking about conflict stealing the joy in all of your relationships, whether they're romantic relationships, friendships, family relationships. The fact is, conflict, never a lot of fun, and it tends to drive people apart. But it doesn't have to be that way. We want to help you face conflict in a way that allows you to cooperate with God's grace and heal the damage that sin is trying to do to your relationships so that you can experience the peace, the unity, and the love that God has in His heart for you. Give us a call at 877-573-7825 if that sounds good to you. 877-573-7825.
Well, and we're talking about big and small kinds of conflict that can actually damage your relationships and just make you feel crummy all the time. You know, whether it's that three-year-old who wakes up in a crummy, grumpy mood, and then that sets you off into a crummy, grumpy mood, and then the whole family kind of goes down like dominoes, and you just feel like, why aren't my days peaceful? Why aren't we getting along? Why aren't we just loving each other? To the really big things where marital conflict has become a consistent problem, and it's driving you crazy. Or relationship conflict with you and your adult parents, or you and your siblings, or some friend in your group, and you're thinking, how do I fix this? Because it's undermining the joy and the peace in your life. All the way up to those really big things where you're thinking, I don't want to go to that event because this person who's always really nasty is going to be there. Whatever that conflict may be, if it's undermining your joy, if it's disturbing your relationships in any way, let's help you get things on a good track and change those relationships for the better. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share. Is conflict causing frustration or even division between you and someone you care about? Maybe you and your spouse are struggling to see eye to eye about a particular issue. Maybe there's tension between you and your adult kids, or you and your parents or in-laws. Maybe disagreement is making you rethink your relationship with a friend or family member. Or conflict at work is kind of weighing on your chest. Conflict is all but inescapable, but we don't have to dread it. We want to help you see conflict not as the wedge that separates you from others, but as an invitation to grow closer to the people that God's placed in your life. Because that's really what conflict is. Conflict is a sign of the divisions that exists between us and others. And facing conflict allows us to see that it's an invitation to healing. That's what God wants to do.
Isn't that wild to think about? Because normally we think conflict is a sign that this person is in some way, or they think of us, that in some way we are a danger. all of your danger signals in your body go off. Your respiration kind of catches in your chest. Your BP goes up a bit, and you're thinking, I can't let them win. I've got to protect myself. I've got to make sure I'm defending my opinion on this. But when we think about it as an invitation to healing, healing ourselves, healing that relationship, the Holy Spirit can come in and truly change everything.
Yeah, now, and I want to be clear about something. I'm not suggesting that it is completely within your power to resolve a conflict all by yourself, right? And sometimes when we try to do that, it can lead to bigger problems. But we do want to talk about how to read conflict as an invitation and what are healthy ways you can respond to that invitation to cooperate with God's grace to build greater love, connection, and unity with the people in your life, especially the people you're having conflict with. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Call up and share the ways that conflict is stealing the joy, the peace, the connection in your relationships, whoever it is that you are having conflict with. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're asking, well, what is this Theology of the Body and how could it possibly help me deal with conflict? Well, you've come to the right place. So when St. John Paul was Pope, he asked a big question, really important question. Specifically, if we looked at everything God's given us, creation, scripture, salvation history, you name it, what universal principles could we draw about God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships? And that's what the Theology of the Body was an answer to.
And in this case, the Theology of the Body reminds us that learning to manage conflict well isn't just a helpful life skill, although it is, but it's also a very powerful spiritual exercise. According to St. John Paul II's Theology of the Body, our relationships are meant to constitute a community of love, reflecting the generosity, respect, and service that exist between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sin damages that communion, causing division, mistrust, and pain. Building the kingdom of God means cooperating with God's grace to heal the wounds that conflict can cause and restore unity in our relationships.
When we listen with empathy, express our needs respectfully, and seek common ground, we're able to work through conflict to form stronger, more secure bonds. Learning to manage conflict well allows us to love as Christ loves. Not avoiding hard truths, but speaking them in love, as St. Paul talks about in Ephesians 4:15. You know, the Theology of the Body reminds us that we were created to be gifts to one another. Conflict, then, isn't a threat to love. It's an opportunity to reaffirm the gift, to say, even in struggles, I choose to love you well. Well, that might sound good on paper, but actually living it out, especially with those people that you're in conflict with, you're not the easiest thing in the world, as Lisa, you just mentioned. So let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825 is the number. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Love is a Battlefield. If you're tired of conflict stealing the joy in your relationships, if you're wondering how to get things back on track, let us help you find the grace-filled answers you're seeking. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. Then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord, we bring to you all those conflicts we have with the people in our life. Big or small, those disagreements, those divisions, those differences that cause us to feel suspicious around each other, to be defensive around each other, to feel vulnerable in unhealthy ways, and to basically just be afraid of the relationships that you call us to live in. We ask you to give us the grace and the wisdom we need to not view conflict as a source of division, but as an invitation to heal. And we ask you to give us the wisdom that we need to walk the steps that lead to healthy and authentic reconciliation, so that in the face of all the ways that sin is working to damage our relationships, we can cooperate with your grace to build your kingdom by working through the conflicts and celebrating greater love, trust, and unity. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Love is a Battlefield. We're not just talking about romantic relationships, although we certainly are talking about those too, but all of our relationships and how conflict tends to undermine those relationships, steal our joy, cause division. How can we approach conflict in a way that doesn't separate us from the people we care about, but instead see conflict as an invitation to potentially, at least, heal the damage that sin is doing to all of our relationships, and instead cooperate with God's grace to build connection and greater unity? 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Dave, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio.
Hi, Dave. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, Dr. Greg. Hi, Lisa. I'm sitting here with my wife, Bonnie. I called in about a year ago. My son was going through a divorce. The divorce is final. And last night they introduced us to a new lady, or he introduced a new lady in his life. And it's causing conflict between he and his sister. We really are upset by the ending of a 20-year marriage. And we were just wondering if you could give us, some advice as to how to heal this rift, the loss of our first daughter-in-law, and now this new lady's in his life. And
there are lots of problems here, right? So what's the main source of conflict that's between you and your wife and your son right now?
Well, right now, my wife and I, we just don't know what is, we've, never been through this before. I know my sister got a divorce, years ago, but that was another problem where her ex-husband brought multiple women into the relationship. This is the second woman that my son is bringing into relationship. So for us, it's like, as Catholics, I tried to offer him retrovile. I prayed for him, rosaries, and neither one of them accepted that. So evidently, either the devil or they decided they didn't want to be together anymore. So now we're caught with this. How do we approach this, lady?
So was your son married in the church? And did they, are they, were they, was, were he and his wife active practicing Catholics?
They were married in the Baptist church with a dispensation, as Bonnie and I were. We went to, and we had our priest look it all up. He said, "Oh no, you guys are good. It's all down at the chancery." So that's what he's doing right now, is he's trying to find out where that dispensation was or is, if it's at the chancery, if it's just at the local parish. He's supposed to be finding that out today.
And it would have to come from the bishop. So it would be at the chancery. But the pastor should have a record of it as well. But it would have come from the bishop. But so what you're saying is that. And forgive me if I'm reading this incorrectly, but neither your son or your former daughter-in-law, even though they were perhaps raised, even though your son was perhaps raised Catholic, neither of them really were living the Catholic faith as adults, especially in their relationship.
I would say yes.
Okay. And the reason I'm asking that question is because, we have a tendency to... And rightfully so. We raised our kids Catholic, and so we expect them to be Catholic as adults, right? And the problem is when they're not living as disciples of Christ, to kind of see them through that same lens can set up problems for us and for them, because we end up holding them to standards that they have rejected. And that doesn't mean that we just approve of everything they do. I don't mean to suggest that at all. But I mean, if you're talking about kids, adult kids, who have been living a faithful Catholic life and who are really taking their faith seriously, and they go through marital troubles, right? You can challenge them in a different way than you can challenge a couple that is not living their Catholic faith and trying to be Christian disciples in everything that they do. So what we have to do is kind of meet our adult kids where they are, not where we'd like them to be. Right? And this goes for your daughter as well, because I'm guessing that your daughter is a faithful Catholic and she wants her brother to live up to the way he was raised. And again, you know, for whatever reason, when he became an adult, that became less important to him, and he essentially rejected the upbringing that you offered to him. And so we have to kind of meet that person where they're at to lead them to where we'd like them to be, as opposed to treating them as if they are where we want them to be and they're just not living up to it, if that makes sense. So what I'm suggesting to you here is that you want to obviously continue to pray for him, you want to do what I talk about, the difference between accompaniment and approval, which is what I talk about in our book. We talk about in our book having meaningful, sometimes difficult conversations with our adult sons and daughters, which I'd encourage you to check out. So here's the difference. Accompaniment is when you say, you know, I see what you're trying to do. I see you're trying to do good things, and I see that you're trying to pursue love. I see that you're trying to pursue security. I see that you're trying to pursue happiness, and I want all those things for you. Those are all really good things. But I do have concerns that the way you're going about those things aren't going to get you there. And that's why I would really love it if you would seek, you know, pastoral counseling, if you would go back to the church, if you would learn what the church can teach you about how to have a great relationship. Because, you know, that last relationship, you tried to handle it on your own, and it didn't work out so well. Maybe, you know, this is a time to really learn what God has to teach you about having a healthy and godly relationship moving forward.
And not in a preachy way, but in a way that really says, I get the pain you went through.
And I want the best for you.
I don't want you to go through this pain again. You know, that was really, really, really hard for you. It was hard for the whole family. And going from, you know, and you can even say, studies show, because it's true, that going from one relationship that ended in a painful way, especially if that was marriage, to another relationship without having done any work on ourselves, gotten any more healing for our hearts, our souls, the way we think, and not getting any new skills, just sets you up to experience that pain over and over again in a more and more crushing way each time. So really, Dave, talking to him about how you don't want him to go through this pain again, and that if he could get good pastoral counseling, if he could really, you know, take some courses from the church, whatever those things are, if he could begin to really pray in his life, those things can truly help him avoid that pain again.
And you know, go through the annulment process and discern,
well,
you know, what God's doing there as well. So the point we're saying here is that approval would be just, okay, well, you brought this new woman into our lives, you know, everything's
awesome. We'll just
awesome.
Accept
we'll
her,
just
everything's
accept
great.
As opposed to accompanying being, I see what you're trying to do, and she seems like a lovely person, and we want the best for both of you. And because we want the best for both of you, we're inviting you to look at your faith and to look at the faith that you were raised in and to see what the church can teach you about having healthy, holy, fulfilling relationships. And you know, he might reject that invitation, but you continue, just like God does, to accompany us in ways that we can. He walks with us. He gives us life and breath, even when we're rejecting him. But he's constantly giving us an invitation to live better, to draw closer, and to be more of who he created us to be. We talk about how to do more of that in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. I'd encourage you and your wife, Bonnie, to check that out and maybe even share it with your daughter. As a way of just really understanding how to approach this challenging situation in a way that doesn't throw your faith and beliefs under the bus, but also allows you to shepherd and disciple your son into a better place. Thanks so much for the call. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Today's show, apologies to Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield. We're talking about How can we face conflict in all of our relationships without being afraid of conflict? How can we see conflict as the invitation it really is to grow and to heal and to repair the damage that sin tries to do to all of our relationships? If conflict is causing frustration or division between you and someone you care about, let's talk it out. Let's help you find the grace-filled answers you're seeking. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue right after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled Love is a Battlefield, as we talk about the ways that conflict steals the joy of our relationships and causes wedges. We're going to talk about how to see conflict as an invitation to heal. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Mary, who's listening to EWTN Radio on Covenant Radio.
Hey, Mary, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, thank you. Well, I'm at that stage in my life where I'm just so blessed. My sons are grown and looking for their, right out of college, new jobs. And I run into this conflict all the time where I... Unintentionally, intentionally, interject what I think is good, and then later I have regrets about it, and I just like, why can't I keep my
mouth? All right, give us an example here, Mary. Give us an example where you've unintentionally, intentionally injected something and how it went. Like, give us a picture of how this works for you. And I know you have something in your mind because you know it enough to have called in with this concern. So give us an example.
Right. Yeah. So, hey, I got a job offer and it's located here. And my reaction was, oh, that's far away. And I didn't expect that. And, you know, you can see the deflation in the child and you're just like, oh, why did I say this? And then there's thoughts about it. And then there's like, well, maybe I'll just let that one go. And then I'm fearful that later it's going to come back and say, I really wanted
that. Do they get upset with you? Or are they getting upset with you for those comments? Or you know?
Or are you just beating yourself up?
Both. I mean, no. There's no, like, anger. There's a little bit of, you know, hey, I thought I was getting a lecture. Or, you know, I was really excited about it. I you know. So, and
yeah.
Then,
yeah. So what I'm hearing you say, if unless you were just trying to be concise, what I'm hearing you say is, son comes home, says, I got a job offer. And you say, oh, that's really far away. I didn't expect that. Instead of taking that pause and saying, congratulations, that's awesome. You really deserve that. And then, like, a few minutes later, getting to, wow, that distance is something I didn't expect. So you haven't started with focusing on his success. You started with, oh, I'm sad that you might go away. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's where you're tripping it up.
And I feel like it's always the same child. Like, I learn from that mistake, and then the other one will come around, and I'll be excited. And I'm like, why can't I just say yes instead of no, or great instead of oh?
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to ask you to hang on over the break here, because we have to hit our hard break in about 30 seconds. So I'm just going to ask you to stick on the line over the break. When we come back, I just have maybe one more question for you, and then we'll offer some thoughts on how to manage those situations more gracefully. Because, you know, the fact is, being a parent of an adult kid is difficult. And
it's all about transitions for us and things that we weren't really necessarily prepared for.
So don't beat up on yourself. We're going to give you some good tips for managing these challenges better in the future. But hang on over the break, and we'll come back with your questions right after this. And folks, we are taking your calls on our show today titled Love is a Battlefield, as we talk about all the ways that conflict tends to steal the joy in our relationships and divide us. And the fact is, you know, we all tend to be a little bit afraid of conflict because we recognize what it could cost us. But what if we could see conflict as an invitation from God to heal the ways that sin divides us, the ways that confusion and disagreements separate us? Well, let's talk about how to view conflict that way, and better yet, how to walk the steps toward healing. 877-573-7825.
The Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. Feeding 5,000 from a boy's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, as recorded in John chapter 6, is quite a miracle. Yet the next day, Jesus downplays it in verse 27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Likewise, God's provision of manna to the Israelites in the desert was also a great miracle, yet Jesus similarly downplays it in verse 49. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Jesus is clearly stating that his Eucharist is greater than both of these amazing miracles, and the Catholic Church absolutely takes him at his word. Examining the truths of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Christ is the answer, with Father John Ricardo.
John, chapter 8, verse 51. Jesus is in a discussion with some of the leaders of the Jews. They're talking about Abraham. Abraham lived 1,500 years before the time of Jesus. So in the course of the discussion, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. He says that often in the Gospels. He who keeps my word or believes in me will never die. To which the Jews say, now we know you have a demon. And they say, Abraham died, as did the prophets, all the patriarchs, the great men and women of the history of Israel. All these people died, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death? Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets, who died? And Jesus says, your father Abraham rejoiced that he was to see my day. He saw it and was glad. To which the Jews say, you are not yet 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham? And Jesus answers, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Imagine being married to someone who regularly goes out of their way to make your life easier and more pleasant. Someone who's willing to make little sacrifices just to see you smile. It's as if this person said, I do to the marriage, not just on your wedding day, but every day. Relationship experts call these qualities emotional rapport and benevolence. Research by the Gottman Institute found that healthy couples maintain a 20-to-1 ratio of these sorts of positive interactions when they're not in conflict. Can you imagine how that might affect a marriage? According to Gottman, couples with high levels of emotional support and benevolence are more likely to give one another the benefit of the doubt when one of them accidentally offends the other. Such couples are better at avoiding conflict and handling it more gracefully when it occurs. High levels of benevolence lead to greater trust, too, and that in turn leads to greater intimacy and sharing. Thankfully, even couples who don't have high levels of benevolence and emotional rapport can cultivate it. It all starts with finding those little ways of saying, I do, every day. Get more tips for building a strong marriage in my book, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, or for more personal support, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Love is a Battlefield, as we talk about those ways that conflict steals the joy in our relationships and tends to undermine the peace and connection that we have with others. If you're wondering how to get things back on track with a person you are in conflict with, give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Before the break, we were talking with Mary from Missouri, who was discussing how her adult kids just kind of graduated from college, are looking for jobs, and when they come to her with different adulting things, you know, she has a tendency to respond with her concerns, which deflates the kid instead of helping him feel supported. And there's one of your kids in particular that you tend to do this more to. Is that correct, Mary?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start there. Tell us, you said that you it tends to happen more often with this one son, and then you kind of learn from that, and then, you know, something happens with the other kid, and you're able to kind of use those lessons there, but then not with this other kid. Is there a reason you think this particular child kind of brings that response out in you?
I think he's just much more adventurous. He is not, like it's awesome, but it's kind of like throws you for a loop. It's not what you expected.
And, I gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's kind of like, you know, I have an idea in my head of things will go like this. And then this excitement and curveball kind of comes at me, and it's caution instead of joy that comes out of me. And then that, like I said, deflates the, and then also, you know, I've been so blessed that I feel like sometimes as a parent, you can unintentionally manipulate a child by what you say, not sure wanting that. It's just kind of like they respect your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So
sure. Yeah.
Then it's like, well, how do you not, like, club that up and make sure that
sure
what you are saying is directing them towards God's will, which is so important.
Yeah, it does take, you know, developing the skill to pause and ask God what you're supposed to say. But Mary, you're saying your one son that you're doing this with is more adventurous, and I'm just trying to get to what you mean by that. Is it that your other son isn't going to, in your awareness at the moment, travel too far from you? But this one son that you act this way with, because he's more adventurous, you think, oh, I'm going to lose him. He's not going to be close by. We're not going to be the close connected family I want to be as we move on in life. Does that have something to do with it? Or is it more just you're concerned about his choices?
Gosh, well, there's more than just two, and I think it's kind of like,
okay,
one is like just kind of more mainstream. The other one that I tend to deflate, he's very, like I said, he's adventurous and comes up with these ideas, and then the other ones are just,
right,
by that time, yeah, I've learned, like, darn, so when the
sure
other one comes around and says, hey,
I gotcha,
do it, and it could be the exact same thing, I'm like, hey, that's great, and I'm like, why?
No worries. All right. So, Mary, you know, as parents of adult kids, we certainly can bring up concerns. It's just a matter of how we do it. And I think that there are two things I want to suggest to you. First of all, I'd like you to just have a conversation with this particular adult son, and say, hey, you know, I've noticed that I tend to do this, right? That you'll bring something to me that you're super excited about, and instead of you know, seeming happy for you, which I really honestly am, I tend to kind of lead with my concerns and poke holes in your balloon, and I never mean to do that, and I'm really sorry.
You have no idea how much healing that will bring between the two of you. Just for you to do that without him approaching you about it, without him saying, Mom, you're really deflating me, for you to go to him and say, this is a pattern that I have noticed, and I am really sorry, and I'm going to work to not do this to you anymore.
And just to say, you know, it's not coming from a place where I'm not happy for you at all. It's just coming from, you know, I love you, and I kind of want to keep you around, and I you know, want the best for you.
And I've spent my entire life trying to keep you safe from the time you were little, and I didn't want you to stick your finger in an outlet, and now part of me is still running on that engine. But you're a grown adult, and I want to just lead with how happy I am of you and for you and proud I am of you.
So if you see me doing that in the future, just say whatever. Give him something to say that you could hear that would remind you that you're kind of falling into that trap.
Can even just be a code word. I mean, it can be direct, but if you know, you can just say, yellow light, Mom, you know, let me remember that I have to pause and think instead of just react.
So that's number one. Number two, you know, make sure that you're keeping up the regular conversation with him, but so that you're less surprised by these kinds of things, and you have opportunity to disciple your kids, you know, as they're going through things, instead of just whenever they come to tell you stuff. Like, I mean, you still have to tread lightly here with adult kids, but you know, if you're having regular conversations about their hopes and dreams and their values and who they want to be and how they want to, you know, what they want to live up to, you know, then you know, you're able to get feedback from them about, well, like I said, who they want to be and how they want to live, so that when they come to you with these kinds of things, first of all, you can empathize. You can say, wow, that's awesome. I'm so happy that you had that opportunity. You must feel really validated by that, you know, that job offer or that whatever. And then once he sees that you are connected with him, then you can say, well, now, just help me understand, though. You know, you've said that you want these things from your life, or that these other things are important to you. Basically, you're kind of appealing to his mission statement, his unstated mission. And can you help me understand, have you thought about those things? How do they go together? So you're asking questions, not saying no or deflating. By expressing concerns as questions, you're able to encourage your adult kids to think through things without coming off like you don't approve of those things. So, you know, number one, as I said, apologize for that pattern and ask him to help you catch it and really kind of clarify what your intention is when it does happen. Secondly, you know, try to talk more often with all of your kids so that you can see these things kind of coming and you know, wrap your head around them before they happen. And then thirdly, when you do have to express concerns, start by, you know, practicing empathizing first with whatever they're feeling. If they're happy, be happy for them. If they're sad, be sad, whatever it is. Once you feel that emotional connection, then you can express concerns as questions. And the best kind of question to ask is not, you know, well, have you thought about this? Mm-hmm. But really, you know, you've said to me before that, for example, you know, you've always wanted to be around family. And so how does this job offer kind of fit with that desire you've shared with me before? So again, it's not what about me, it's how can I help you be more you? Right, and the more we can ask those kinds of questions of our adult kids, the more we can express concerns in ways that resonate for them, as opposed to come off like we're making it all about us. Mary, you have a beautiful heart. You want the best for your kids, and it sounds like you've got a good relationship with them. I think if you follow these steps, you'll be golden. We do talk more about all of these kinds of things in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's really about how to navigate all these little landmines that we can step on as parents of adult kids, and how to navigate those landmines well.
And I'm just going to add to one more thing, which is make sure you're really praying about all this, Mary. I think it's wonderful that you called us and we could kind of give you some tips on how to go in this direction. But God can help give you those tips every single day. And you know what? As parents, as our children grow, it is so hard to let go when we have all this life experience and we want to save them from all the hassles and mistakes and problems that we had to go through coming up. But we very much as parents need to take all of this to God every day in our prayer life, pray for our children, pray for our own futures that we're concerned about, and then be able to say, Lord, this is the hardest thing for me to let go in this way. But you were able to say to your Father, your will, not mine, be done. Help me to do that genuinely, but help me be safe and okay and happy through it all.
Thank you so much for the call, Mary. And again, the book, if you'd like more support, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters, it's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or at CatholicCounselors.com. As we head out to our break, I want to send out some congratulations to a great EWTN radio partner.
They're celebrating 9 years with us. WCLP 98.3 FM serves Lake Placid, New York. Congratulations to John Ferner and the team at Light and Truth Ministries from your friends here at EWTN.
And wherever you're listening to EWTN Catholic Radio, make sure that you are supporting your local EWTN Catholic Radio station, most definitely with your prayers, but with your dollars too. Let's keep EWTN Catholic Radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825 about dealing with conflict and relationships on our show titled Love is a Battlefield. And it's time now for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Matthew chapter 5, verse 9.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
And, you know, we all know this verse. Of course, it's one of the Beatitudes that Jesus delivered in his Sermon on the Mount. But we want to be clear about this. Peacemakers, being a peacemaker is not the same as being a smoother overer or a conflict avoider. A peacemaker is somebody who works for the right order to be restored. In fact, St. Augustine said that peace is the tranquility that results from right order. And so being a peacemaker means learning to be good with conflict, being able to see conflict as an invitation to healing and to growth and to growing in love and connection with the people in our lives. So let's not avoid those conflicts. Instead, let's learn how to deal with them gracefully and see them as the invitation for greater healing and closeness that they really are. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. The show today titled Love is a Battlefield. If you're tired of conflict stealing the joy in your relationships, and you're wondering how to get things back on track, let us help you find grace-filled answers to all those conflicts in your relationships. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls after the break.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. Want to celebrate some amazing anniversaries this year in France? We'll visit Normandy Beach to celebrate our heroic military for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Also, the 100th anniversary of the canonization of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Join us this October for our Saints and Shrines of France and a visit to the newly renovated Notre Dame Cathedral.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
You remember the time I said on the air, go to confession, and when you're done, go out and have a big ice cream soda. Celebrate. And a man wrote to me, he says, you know, I hadn't gone to confession in 30 years. Do you mind if I went and had a pizza? I said, oh, have 20 pizzas.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled, Love is a Battlefield, and we're talking about the ways that conflict undermines all of our relationships. You know, the way we approach conflict as adults tends to be rooted in the way we were corrected by our parents as kids. Discipline and the discipline style that our parents used teach us a lot about how to handle offenses and differences of opinion and disagreements. In fact, that's the topic of our deeper dive discussion this week on the Catholic Home app. That's spelled Catholic H-O-M, and it stands for Households on Mission. Catholic Home isn't just another parenting resource, it's a game changer for Catholic families. In partnership with Georgetown University, we studied Catholic families who created uncommonly close, healthy family relationships and successfully raised all their kids to be faithful Catholic adults. And we built the Catholic Home app to share their secrets with you. With Catholic Home, that's again H-O-M, you'll get expert parent coaching to help you feel confident in your Catholic parenting. You'll learn how to raise godly kids, handle behavior challenges with grace, strengthen your family's prayer life, and build a more loving, joyful, and connected home. You can chat daily with Lisa and myself and our whole team of pastoral counselors for real-time support on the app so you're never alone facing those challenges. You can also get a treasure trove of creative, faith-filled resources like monthly downloadable activities, podcasts, videos, all kinds of support to help you in your parenting journey. We'd love to support you. You can get 2 months free when you choose the annual plan for only $149, or pay month-to-month for $14.95 a month. One subscription covers both you and your spouse and gives all your kids access to all the activities and coaching. We'd love to have you be part of the Catholic Home community. So download the Catholic Home, that's Catholic H-O-M app today, so that you can build the family life that God is calling you to build. Right now we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. We're talking about conflict.
Let's talk now with Gina, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Missouri.
Hi, Gina. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. My husband and I, we've been married for 31 years, and we struggle to talk to each other anytime that, which we have some repeat conflict, we have some repeat things we struggle with, and that conflict comes up, and when I want to talk to my husband about those, I know one time we got in a pretty good talk. I mean, we weren't yelling or anything. We don't yell. He says it hurts his heart to have any conflict with me. And it's like, well, how are we going to talk if we can't talk?
What does he say when you ask that?
I guess I just never did ask. I haven't asked that. I should do that.
That's a good question. But can you give me an example? What's an example of the thing that you disagree about that hurts your husband's heart to argue with you about?
One thing that constantly comes up a lot is money. We have a cattle farm, and so I run the farm. we kind of live as married, but we live as single. I hate it, but anyways. So
that's you just sort of threw that out there. What does that mean? You live as single, but you're married.
We do a lot of things not together. So like I run the cattle farm. I make all the decisions, all the marketing, everything to do with the farm.
Okay, but most people when they say we live as single also mean that applies to their marital intimacy. So is there a marital relationship here?
It's not great, but I mean, yeah, okay.
So what are you guys trying to do about this? What have you tried to do to address the various problems in your marriage?
We've tried different types of counseling, and
what does that mean? Why don't they? When you say you've tried them, what happens?
It doesn't go anywhere past that. So, you know, we go through the counseling, we make some changes, and then things kind of revert back because we can't seem to talk to each other.
Are you saying that you leave the counseling before those changes become second nature?
The counseling is done, yes.
It's not done until it's done. I mean, let's talk about this, right? So what you're saying to me, okay, this is the equivalent of saying, I had this infection and the doctor gave me an antibiotic and I started taking the pills and I got better, right? So I stopped taking the antibiotic and then I got sick again. And so, you know, I've taken antibiotics for this thing, but it just doesn't get any better ever. You have to run the full course of the treatment. And counseling is not done until these habits become second nature. What you're saying to me is the work that you've done in the past has worked, but it doesn't get you to the place where you're able to sustain those habits on your own. And so I would really recommend that you reconnect with one of the counselors that worked well with you in the past and say, look, we need to keep doing this until this becomes part of us. And it's because a lot of people treat counseling as if it was a class. I'm going to go and I'm going to learn some skills. And okay, you've taught us these skills and we have a couple of weeks under our belt. We didn't have any fight this week, so I guess we're done now. And look, I get that. Nobody wants to be in counseling. But if you're going to do it, then you need to do it until these things become second nature and you can guarantee that you can sustain the changes once it's done.
And you want to make sure, as Greg said, go back to somebody you've worked well with, but somebody you've worked well with that gives you actual homework to do every time you leave until the next time you leave. Because this can't just be about venting feelings or attempting to just in that session. And that kind of takes the pressure off the pressure cooker. You want somebody who's going to give you real practical skills to use with each other every day in your own home, in your own way, so that you're building up that relational muscle.
From what you've described, it sounds to me like you're both, I mean, you less so than your husband, but you both have an avoidant arguing style. And an avoidant arguing style is, we just rather not talk about this stuff if we don't have to. Because we don't want to disagree. So if I were working with you through Catholic counselors, for example, what I would want to do is teach you how to approach problems in a way that there wasn't conflict about it, but that you were working together through it. So, for example, you had a financial decision to make. You know, couples argue about finances all the time, but it's always kind of funny to me because the reality is, I mean, there's nothing to argue about. The money's either there or it isn't, right? And so the question isn't, you know, how do we make more money by arguing about it. The question is, how do we work together to make plans about the money that we've got and the needs that we have so that we feel like we've got each other's back? So being able to, you know, have a conversation about money that says, okay, so look, this is where we're at. You know, what do we need to be doing? What do we need to be saving for? How can we work together to make sure we're taking care of each other and really showing up for each other through this? I would want you guys to make sure that you're praying together every day. Right? Because you can't have successful disagreements as a Christian couple if you're not asking God to help you, guide you through these things every day. So when you wake up, the first thing I would love for you and your husband to do is say, okay, Lord, you know, help us to be the husband and wife that you want us to be. Help us to learn how to take care of each other the way you want us to. And Lord, you know, I know what I want to do about X, and my husband knows what he wants to do about X, but help us to know what you want us to do about X. And this is the most important part. Help us to take care of each other while we work to figure it out. So you're not just saving those big conversations for when you're frustrated and you have to make a decision. You're having a little bit of those conversations every day through that prayer life where you're bringing those concerns to God and asking Him to help you learn what He wants you to do about it and how to take care of each other while you do it. We talk about this more in our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. I'm going to really encourage you, like I said, either to get back in touch with one of the counselors you worked with well before, but stick with it and let them know that you have a hard time making these things second nature. I'm also going to encourage you to check out two books, one, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love, It's a book I did through Sophia Press, and also our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse. Both of those are available at CatholicCounselors.com. I also want you to download the podcast of this show that's going to post a little later today. Play it to your husband. And really recognize that God is inviting you guys to learn how to talk about things in a way that doesn't feel painful, in a way that doesn't hurt your husband's heart, in a way that allows you to draw closer to each other instead of just have to avoid all the things. And I'm also going to throw out one other thing. You know, I made the point just a few minutes ago before I took up your call that the way we deal with conflict has a lot to do with the way we were corrected and disciplined as kids. There might need to be some healing of old wounds there to help you both be less afraid of dealing with issues head on. So again, either reconnect with somebody you worked with well in the past, or if you like faithful responses along the lines that I'm talking to you here, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. And that goes for all of you listeners. If you're looking for godly ways to deal with conflict, connect with us at CatholicCounselors.com. Let us help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.